Welcome back to the third edition of the Francis Howell North NFL podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's hop right into it.
This was a weird week.
Yeah.
It seemed like this has been a weird year so far in general.
It really has.
A lot of the good teams are not performing the way that a lot of them thought they should.
Mm-hmm. Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
With the Rams and Bucks. This game was crazy, dude. Matt Stafford looks like...
He looks really good.
Him and Kupp, that connection is just crazy.
I love Sean McVay as their coach, too. Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised, though, that Robert Woods has, like... He's not really done much so far.
Everybody thought it was going to be Stafford and Woods, mm-hmm. but it's Stafford and Kupp.
I mean, it's just strange. And then you have Brady. Poor Brady. He's throwing 55 passes. That's just not fair.
No, it's...
Great for fantasy, but it's not fair. And they only sacked Stafford one time.
And a lot of people think that this is going to be NFC Championship right here.
I mean, I could definitely see it.
I think so.
As long as there's not any big upsets or injuries or something, these are probably the best two teams in the NFC so far.
And the Buccaneers showed that they have weaknesses. Everybody mm-hmm. thought that they were just stacked at all levels.
Right.
So secondary, pretty much. But well, now
the pass defense is... They got torn up.
And did you just see a couple hours ago they picked up Richard Sherman now? Mm-hmm,
I did see that.
So, I mean, they look good, but this Rams look better.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Richard Sherman's a zone corner. He's not really a follow you around the field, matchup one-on-one.
But he's like
and
a
he's
leader.
Old.
Yeah. You know? He's a veteran.
Yeah. I could definitely see that.
And this game brings up the question, do you think that Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp are the best QB wide receiver duo in the league?
Ooh. I don't know. You have Justin Herbert and Mike Williams. You got to think about that.
You also have to think about Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams.
Right, or Josh Allen and Diggs, Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. I don't know. I mean, so far, yeah, I think they are. But I guess we'll see how the season progresses. But so far, yeah, I think I would agree with that.
I think it's still Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams myself, especially after that Monday night game.
Right,
Davante Adams comes back from the dead, like the Undertaker.
No, that was good. He was. I watched that live. I know you fell asleep.
I did fall
but
asleep.
I watched that live. He was just laying on the field for like 2 minutes. Goes out for one play and then comes in the next play like he was, like his eyes rolled back into his head. It's like, I don't know. There had to have been some kind of like concussion protocol that was just ignored. Like, but I mean, he went crazy. He had 12 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown.
I mean, I watched the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I watched, I think I fell asleep right around when Nick Saban was talking to Peyton and Eli. I fell asleep right then, and I was like, that's Monday night. I'm getting it mixed up in my head.
Yeah, this was
Sunday night. I'm thinking about last week when the Packers were on Monday.
Right.
Sunday night, yeah, I did fall asleep early.
But the Niners put up a good fight, though. They didn't look too bad.
I mean, I had the Niners to win it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm wrong.
They finally got Kittle rolling a little bit.
A lot of people have been wondering where he's been. Like,
he's not been getting the targets, really.
Like, I know people that picked him in fantasy football early.
Yeah, I got him second round.
Oh, see, yeah, that was just pretty dumb by you.
Well, dumb now.
Well, I think that was kind
of... At the time, it was a good pick.
I don't know.
It was the best pick on the board at the time.
No way.
Yes way.
All right, I'll believe you.
I'm just saying. The value was there.
Trey Lance came in for a snap.
Yeah, he had a nice touchdown.
I like Trey Lance a lot.
I like how he plays, but we'll have to see if he can play good. Like, I like
exactly.
the style. Like
I,
a big guy
that's what I'm saying. I like the
that
way
can
he
throw
plays.
It and run it. But we'll have to see if he's good at
he's
it.
He's just fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. He's like a Josh Allen kind
I hope
of guy.
I hope he turns out well. That'd be...
Mm-hmm.
Be another great quarterback in the NFC West. Mm-hmm.
Then we have Raiders Dolphins. I mean, kind of. It was a little boring because it's not really the
I
name.
I didn't watch most of this game. I didn't either.
It wasn't really the name brand recognition you get when you get like a powerhouse quarterback matchup. It was Jacoby Brissett versus, you know, the Raiders with the terrible Dolphins O-line.
I heard it was a good game, though. It looks like a good game.
I mean, it went to overtime.
Another overtime game for the Raiders, who moved to 3-0. A lot of people have them in their top five teams right now.
They look good.
They look
good.
Then
again,
I just,
they kept it a little too close against the Dolphins. We'll have to see. They're definitely a team to not take lightly, but
it just doesn't make sense to me how good they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because their team isn't, like, it's not bad, but
right
to beat the Dolphins, the Ravens, and who'd they beat week one? Or the week two?
I think the Steelers.
Yeah, it was.
So those are, I mean, those are not bad
three
teams.
Three solid teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty, a lot of people thought they were going to be 0-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Including me.
I wish.
Yeah, that would be a lot nicer for the Chiefs, wouldn't it?
Speaking of which, Chiefs dropped to 1-2 after they lost to the Chargers.
A rivalry begins.
Yeah. Not a fun weekend for me.
No. That one really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like one game in a row, like last week, it stung.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we'll just bounce back.
Right.
But this game hurt.
Herbert looks like a guy, dude.
He does look like a guy. He's so calm, cool, and collected.
And Mike Williams is kind of taking over like the main receiving role.
From Keenan Allen.
I mean, they're both kind of splitting it, but like so far, Mike Williams is
putting up a lot.
He's outperformed
numbers.
Him.
Yeah.
You're not gonna
take off people on Keenan Allen and put them on Mike Williams, are you? Because then Keenan Allen's
and
wide
if
open.
You don't, you can't leave Keenan Allen 1-on-1.
Exactly.
His footwork is like
crazy.
He's just gonna be open, but like they're deadly now because. Eckler can pass, he can catch out of the backfield, and now they have two stud receivers, and their O-line is better. They
their
have
defense,
a good defense.
Their defense is really good,
They
too.
Could be scary.
They are pretty scary.
They had a great game plan against the Chiefs to keep Mahomes in the pocket and then just keep scoring. Whenever you play the Chiefs, like if you play conservative, you're probably going to lose. And they, you know, they went 4th and 9. Was there pass interference there? I don't know, because we didn't get to see it. They didn't show it, but I guess we'll see. Mahomes is getting ragged on for this game, though, and neither of the interceptions.
The turnovers were
his fault.
The turnovers. Just every time I saw one of those, it just hurt my soul, because they weren't even like bad turnovers. They were just like they just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you had the two fumbles, which you know,
both
can't
of those
have those happen.
Yeah,
and then the first Mahomes pick hit his guy's hands. You know, ricocheted up, got picked off.
Yeah.
Not really on the quarterback. Then the second pick, if you actually watch, Kelsey stopped running and then had to start running again. So that's why it looked like Mahomes overthrew him and it got picked off. And also, I mean, at that point in the game, you need to make stuff happen. So.
Yeah, those interceptions late in the game shouldn't even count.
Because
what are you going to do, just not throw the ball?
Yeah. Panthers destroyed the Texans on Thursday night. I mean, the score was 9-24, but it really wasn't that close. There's not really much to talk about. McCaffrey got hurt. DJ Moore looks really good. Sam Darnold looks pretty good.
That McCaffrey injury is kind of scary, though.
Yeah. He's been getting...
I know, because...
Been getting hurt.
He never really got hurt, and then all of a sudden last year he gets hurt, and all of a sudden this year it's already week three and he's hurt.
Right. Which is not good.
Kind of scary. But, I mean, it's expected when you feed the ball to him.
Right, when you give a guy the ball 30 times a game and he's getting tackled 30 times a game.
Exactly.
It's going to start adding up. Now we have Cardinals. Kept it a little too close.
The kick return, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Matt Prater, he definitely has a top three leg in the NFL.
Well, he had the record before.
Yeah, he had the record, and they tried a 68-yarder outside.
It's that's like
which is not come you don't on. You don't kick 68 yarders outside.
No.
Because the I mean now you have the wind in a dome. It's like different because the ball is not going to be affected by the wind. But I don't know. I wouldn't have kicked it there. I would throw to D Hop.
Of course.
Because you know I have actually he really was not involved in the game. But maybe AJ Green, you know?
They have so many weapons. Rondale Moore, the rookie, looks really good too. Christian Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
They have guys that can catch that.
Yeah.
This next game up, Bears at Browns.
Ugh. It was just not a fun watch.
9 sacks.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett just went.
Miles Garrett's crazy, dude.
I saw this one play on Instagram from him where he just like sidestepped.
Yeah, it was like a Euro step.
But it was just like
a man
electric. Yeah. Like all of a sudden he was just one place, and then all of a sudden he shouldn't
be able to move that fast at that size.
I saw that and I was like, wow! Like I couldn't even imagine blocking that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are getting mad at the Bears too for putting Justin Fields in.
Right.
Kind of like a Joe Burrow situation last year.
Yeah, that's how you get your guy hurt.
Exactly.
He didn't look good at all.
No. I mean,
the Bears' whole offense and scheme is just terrible. They need to fire Matt Nagy.
Yeah, because they don't have – their offense is good, but it's not.
Right. It kind of makes you think how good Trubisky is.
Exactly.
Even that he did, like, he wasn't – he was pretty bad.
He's pretty –
but he was still better than
what they're doing.
So you have to think, you know, maybe –
Maybe it wasn't the problem.
Maybe he wasn't the problem.
Maybe it's Matt Nagy.
Might be.
Who a lot of people
are
saying is the problem. And by a lot of people, I mean pretty much everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have a couple just normal games. The Titans versus Colts, probably a little closer than it should have been. You know, Carson Wentz, just didn't play good.
This wasn't a very exciting game.
No. Jonathan Taylor, I mean, he had a good day, but he just didn't get the ball a lot. He only had 10 carries.
He's really good. He's just part of one of those systems where
right.
it kind of stinks for him, but that's how you win games. Well, I say that, but they're 0-3. So maybe it's not how you win games.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a really big fan of Carson Wentz, but it's just like, at what point is it like?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Like, I don't know. Titans just look, like they look good. Not
I
great.
Thought they were gonna be so much better. I thought they were gonna come out.
Even though AJ Brown got hurt, I mean, yeah, they just
cost to be in my fantasy week.
They just didn't look good at all.
Yep.
Then the Bills just destroyed Washington. And not much to talk about.
Not a surprise either.
Josh Allen looks really good.
Everybody that was saying there's a problem with their offense was silenced.
No, because they scored 35 last week, then they go and score 43 this week.
Exactly.
I think they're fine.
They're definitely fine.
Mm-hmm. Then the Saints-Patriots. Saints looked good. Patriots looked bad was kind of what I took away from
pretty
the game.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like
I thought this was going to be a lot. I thought, actually, the Patriots might have a chance to win this because Bill loves going up against those new quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And but Jameis didn't care.
Well, he didn't really play amazing.
Well, they won the game. That's all that matters.
Right. That is all that matters.
I saw Alvin Kamara have a good game.
Their offense was just both sides offense. Even though the Saints scored 28, one of them was a pick six, I think.
I saw Mac Jones was struggling.
Yeah. But New Orleans always has a pretty good defense.
Yeah, they do have a very, pretty dominant defense.
So it's just, you know, that'll happen. He's a rookie. Give him some time. Now you have probably the snooze fest of the week, Falcons-Giants.
Hey, young Hoku.
Yeah.
Pretty much the only cool thing that happened in this game.
He's the only good player on the Falcons.
Even Kyle Pitts is just...
Well, they don't get him the ball.
I know. He's been doing nothing.
He had 2 catches for 35 yards, which is... I mean, it's good for what he got, but you need more than 2 catches to really get involved. Cordarrelle Patterson.
I've always liked him.
Yeah.
When he was on the Bears.
When he was on the Vikings. He was he was my guy on the Vikings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he was the kick returner, right?
And you just don't see people like him. Like, kick returner is always the small, quick guy. He's just, like, a big dude.
He was, yeah, he was, like, different. It was cool.
Mm-hmm. But he, I mean, he had, but he just, he led the team as receiving, and he's a running back that wears number 84. It's just kind of, like, it's just kind of out there. Like,
it's different.
It's different. It's unique. That game kind of sucked, though. Saquon, yeah. Saquon looked better. He got in the end zone finally.
They're giving him the ball more, which is nice because I miss Saquon.
Right. Then you have, I mean, Broncos killed the Jets.
Gosh. The Broncos look good.
I don't know.
I watched part of this game, and they just, like, look.
Mm-hmm.
Especially their defense.
Right.
Von Miller looks hyped.
And they, like, they have all the weapons they need. They just need to get, a stud quarterback. Like.
Man, that whole AFC West is just so.
Tough division.
Good.
And the Jets did not look good.
So good.
To put it lightly, battle line.
Jets are.
Bad receiving core, easily, bad coaching.
In my opinion, easily the worst team in the league.
Yeah. Then Ravens, Lions. Lamar Jackson, dude. That guy's a stud. Like,
he's pretty nice.
The stat sheet doesn't really show it, but, like, he had so many drop touchdowns. Like, Marquise Brown dropped, I think, like, 3 35-yarders. It's just, it's crazy. And then he goes and he, you know, drives down the field on a 4th and 19, puts a perfect pass, and then you have Justin Tucker. Know,
this is criminal that we've waited 30 seconds to mention this.
Right.
Justin Tucker, new record.
Right.
66 yards. Doinks off the crossbar and in.
I think
that was
at the end of his career, he'll be the GOAT for sure.
I definitely.
I don't know. Vinatieri.
Vinatieri is great. Obviously,
I don't know.
So consistent.
His longevity might beat out. Tucker is the only problem.
Yep.
Now you have the Bengals got a nice upset on the Steelers. I mean, Steelers, I wouldn't even call it an upset.
Big,
to be honest.
Big Ben, dude.
Big Ben, he needs to go.
What are they going to do with him?
It's time.
Najee Harris looks really good, though.
I don't know. Like, he looks good as a football player, but not really as a running back. Like, he...
I don't know. I just like...
19 targets, you better have 100
yards. It's another one of those guys that I just have always... Even he went to Alabama, right?
Yeah.
I loved him at Alabama. Yeah. I remember watching one game, and he just was going to town. I can't recall what game it was, but I just remember going, that guy's going to be...
It's probably all of them.
That guy's going to be special.
Yeah. And he will be, but I guess, I don't know. The Steelers just are not good with running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, Le'Veon Bell was their last really good one. James Conner had a good year.
He was always hurt, though.
Yeah. And, you know, they've kind of sucked for the past 3 years. Running the ball. I mean, the Vikings went and scored a bunch unanswered against the Seahawks.
This one surprised me.
With Cook out, right. So, maybe is it time to give Kirk Cousins a little bit of respect, maybe?
No, never.
Never?
No.
Dude, he's been balling out, like, quietly.
Yeah, but...
He's been balling...
Kirk Cousins, yeah.
It is Kirk Cousins, but he's, like... I mean, the guy just throws touchdowns.
He does throw touchdowns.
That's all I got to say.
He does throw a lot of touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson.
Right. And then they had Cook out.
Madison steps in.
He got me 23 last week for fantasy football. Guy's a stud.
And then their tight end. Who's their tight end? Conklin. He's really good.
Maybe. Yeah. He had a couple nice catches.
He's an underrated tight end.
Mm-hmm. And Seattle just didn't look... They didn't look good. The defense is not good as per usual.
Lockett has a quiet game, unlike his first two. DK.
He had a nice touchdown.
DK did great in the first half,
and then
was gone the second half.
Right.
A lot of people, I know I was talking to a lot of friends, they're like, dude, I just want Russell Wilson to just sling it downfield, but I don't know. I guess he just wasn't feeling it that day.
Right. Now, Monday night. This game was not really fun to watch. Cowboys-Eagles. Eagles just didn't look good.
They look really bad. Jalen Hurts is not it.
I don't know. Give him some time. It's only his, like, eighth start or something.
Well, I mean, you have to give him time because he's pretty much your only option.
Right.
But he's not it.
You have to take into consideration, right? The Eagles ran the ball 3 times that wasn't Jalen Hurts.
I have not seen that stat.
Miles Sanders had 2 carries.
That's because they got behind so quick.
Right. Jalen Hurts, I mean, he did have a bad pick six.
No. That was not a bad pick six.
No, you're right.
The receiver fell over.
He did fall over.
The receiver fell over, and then...
But he stared him down. The problem was that he stared him down.
He did stare him down. That's what I'm talking about. But then... Trayvon Diggs, 3 yeah. interception, 3
He's
games.
He's going crazy.
He is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton Manning and Eli Manning were talking to Nick Saban. They were like, yeah, I taught him that in college to read that and cut that. And I was like, wow, mm-hmm. look at Nick Saban just.
He's the GOAT college coach.
He is the GOAT college coach.
But as much as it pains me to say, you know, Cowboys look pretty good.
I hate it, but actually, I honestly don't hate it. Because, like, the Cowboys, I hate the Cowboys. I hate right. the fan base.
But I just...
But
I
the
really,
team,
yeah.
I actually respect everybody on the team right. pretty much.
None of them are really loud divas.
Dak's cool. I love Zeke is my favorite player in the NFL.
Dude, Zeke, I don't know what Zeke took before the game, but he looked like he was finally just running the ball. Like,
you know what? I'd like to take this time to publicly apologize to all the fans out there and my fantasy team. I sold Zeke low.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst mistakes of my life. I got Eckler. I sold Zeke low. And he sees that, and he goes and eats.
Right.
Which is so annoying, because I had him all last season, does nothing. Had him the first 2 games this season. I'm finally like, you know what, Zeke? I love you, but I'm trading you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he... Freaking goes off.
Does nothing.
So annoying.
He looked like he was just running.
He looked so much more
with
explosive.
Some ferocity, yeah. He was running low to the ground, too.
Exactly. Like, it looked like he actually, like, cared.
Mm-hmm. It was strange.
But I'm happy. I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for him. So then, to finish off the podcast, I guess we're just going to do our primetime picks.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Thursday night game, Jaguars-Bengals.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know who decided that this should be a Thursday night game, but here we are. So
We don't even get Thursday night games for the first couple weeks in my house. Like, not on the TV. I have to go watch it on, like, a separate app, and I don't even think I'm going to do that this week. Like, I just don't really want to watch that game.
This game is bizarre for me because I really like the Bengals. I love Joe Burrow.
Right.
I love the receivers, but I'm picking the Jaguars because I feel like Trevor Lawrence is going to get his first win.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I think James Robinson is actually going to have a good week as well.
That's fine. They do need to get Robinson more involved.
Robinson finally got involved last week.
I don't know what Urban Meyer has been doing.
He got some touches last week.
Yeah.
He put up 25 points for my fantasy team, so I was
about time.
Pretty hyped about that, yeah, I know.
What's the score so far? Is it 4-2 me?
Yeah, you're up 4-2.
So I have 4 wins.
Yeah, and I have 2 wins.
2 wins. Okay.
Yep.
So then I'll take the Bengals.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Taking the Jaguars. So then Sunday night, Bucks, Patriots.
Yeah.
I love choosing underdogs, but there is no, like, there's nothing in my head that says the Patriots will win this game.
Yeah, I don't.
I see it, like, it's just not, it doesn't compute in my brain.
Yeah, and this is Tom Brady's game that's circled on the calendar. All these other games, they're cool, you know.
Exactly. And all the players on the Buccaneers are going, mm-hmm. Tom, we got you.
Right.
Don't worry. You came, you got us a Super Bowl. We got you.
Facts. I think it's not even going to be close.
No.
Because I think Tom Brady really wants to make sure everyone knows that it was me, not
exactly.
Bill Belichick. that made the Patriots
Tom, win if all these there games. Is any mistakes from the Buccaneers in this game, Tom is going to be mad.
Yeah.
He is going to be pissed. Yeah, yeah. Which there probably will be because Patriots defense is still great.
And to Belichick's credit, he always makes it hard for quarterbacks because he switches it, the defensive schemes up so much.
Yeah, definitely. But I still think the Buccaneers are going to just absolutely blow them out.
There's nothing you can do against that offense, really.
All right, so then to end it on Monday night, Raiders v. Chargers.
This will be a good one.
I have the Chargers.
I'm gonna go with the Raiders. I think this really could go either way. I think the Raiders are just clicking.
I think if the Chargers were 3-0 right now, they would lose this game.
Right.
But
they're learning from their mistakes.
They're learning from their mistakes, and they understand, like, how important it is to win these games. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I feel like if they were rolling 3-0, they would take the Raiders for granted.
Mm-hmm.
But since they know that they already have lost, they're like, it's time to go.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, the reason I picked the Raiders is hopefully Josh Jacobs will be back. And the Chargers got run all over by the Chiefs. And the Chiefs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire he's a good running back, but he's not a great running back.
No.
So I think, if Josh Jacobs, if they can actually block for him this game, he'll have a night. Obviously, Derek Carr, he's going to sling the rock. You have Waller. Man, they got a couple dudes. Their defense looks not too shabby.
I think if this game stays close, then the Raiders will win. And I think it's either that or the Chargers blow them out.
Those are the only two options.
For me.
Fair enough.
And I think the Chargers blow them out.
Okay. You good?
I'm great.
Okay. Well, that's going to end our Week 3 FHN NFL podcast. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully, we will see you next week.
See you next week.